back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where it is time for us to give. I want to ask you, how many of you really get even a little excited when you hear someone say the phrase giving back or giving back to the community? How about when you just hear giving? Well, when you do think about that, let me ask you this. When you hear about giving, what generally comes to your mind first? Generally, typically, most of the time, what generally comes to your mind, and be honest now, what generally comes to your mind when you hear or read the word giving or give? Do you immediately think, oh man, I'm gonna get something? You hear the word give, or you hear the word giving, and don't let it be a situation where you hear someone say, hey, you need to give. What usually comes to your mind first and foremost? Oh man, that's a chance to get something. And we can hear the Lord Jesus say, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And so many people just twist that, distort that, just disregard the fullness of what he's saying. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. For a lot of people, their true thinking is, it's really more blessed to receive than it is to give. And I tell you how I know. Because I enjoy receiving even more than I enjoy giving. And that's why most of the time when I give for the purpose of getting something back. That's the way a lot of people approach giving. They want to give, especially in certain religious circles. They have been trained to equate giving with receiving, and furthermore, to equate giving with receiving even more. That's right. So what I give, I'm going to get in return, but even more. I'm going to receive even more than I will have given. And that's why the whole thing about giving is so exciting to a lot of people in America, maybe in the West, but I know in America. Dr. Stephen Post is going to help us gain a more proper perspective on the joy of giving, the power of just being good. Yes, the joy of giving, the power of being good. And so when we look at it from that perspective, I really do want us, don't get disappointed. I know that there are people who get upset if you start saying, look, the primary purpose for giving is not to receive. The main reason to give is to give. Because you want to help. That should be your primary focus. And that's not to say that it's wrong to expect that we will sometimes get something in return for what we have given. No, there are times when, I mean, let's face it. We need housing. Depending on where you live in the world, where you live in America, you need transportation. Some people can walk to work. Some people can bicycle. But most of us need transportation, whether it's our own or public. The bus, the train, whatever. We need something, the car. We need clothes. We need food. I mean, we need income. And it's not necessarily bad to expect. I mean, for example, we agree that we are going to give 45 hours per week fulfilling this job description in exchange for this income, these wages, this salary. And it's not a bad thing to assume that there are going to be times when, because of what we have given, even beyond the scope of work, we have given some money to this cause or to that cause, and with good, pure motives. It's okay to expect that at some point, our Creator is going to see to it that we receive. And here's the way it works. We can dish out that which is bad and reap. That's right, reap. And remember what I've shared with you before now. Sowing and reaping don't come in the same quantities, the same amounts. You sow one in one amount, but when you reap, you receive in a greater amount than you sowed. Yes, that apple tree was not always an apple tree. Someone planted an apple tree seed. And over time, that seed became a tree. And that person was able to get many apples from that apple tree, despite the fact that she only planted one seed. One seed produced the one tree that produced many apples for many years. Whether good or bad, we reap what we sow. And so that was an example of a good sowing and reaping. It can be a bad sowing and reaping. We spend a lot of time trying to make life miserable for this individual or that individual or for those people. It's just a matter of time before that comes back around to us, whether it's in this temporary phase of life and or the eternal phase of life. At some point, we're going to reap all of that. Every minute we spent trying to make life bad for someone else, at some point we're going to reap. And just as I said, when we reap, we're not going to get back in the same amount that we gave out. It's going to come back heavier. But imagine being ill or having a major accident that leaves you in a wheelchair for life. Some really caring physician or nurse or social worker or pastor is able to connect with you in such a way that you feel that your happiness and your security mean a great deal to that person. Feeling's a bit like floating in a warm pool. You feel free for that short while from anxiety, from rumination, where you're just going over, you have the same thoughts just playing over and over and over in your mind again and again and again. You're free from that. You're free from fear, from anger, from bitterness, from despair, and all other negative emotions that come with the territory of illness, and that perhaps just yesterday were fueled by a callous and demeaning statement. You know, we talk about that, and I remember a gentleman who's no longer with us now. He was a very, very famous, successful R&B artist who had the misfortune of having some of the props during a concert fall on him and break his neck, paralyzed him from the neck down. He spent the rest of his life paralyzed, quadriplegic. And I remember reading about how extremely difficult it was for him to get through life. He was miserable, having lost his mobility, no longer being able to sing. And I remember reading articles that explained how he would often complain when people who knew him would go to visit. At one point, according to what I read, he had gotten to a place where it seemed like he was beginning to accept that this was his life for the rest of his life. But soon afterwards, he was back to complaining again. He just could not take living that way for the rest of his life. And soon afterwards, he died. I tell you what, it can make a huge difference when someone can help us feel free, even for a short while, from anger, bitterness, despair. Wow, what a powerful gift they've given when they can help us experience that freedom, even for a moment in time. Let's look at this some more when I come back. Giving.